Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. We are now starting this offensive against tyranny. We launch a new offensive against the New World Order and its lies and disinformation at the start of each day's transmission, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is Tuesday, the 16th day of February 2010. And we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Guess who's joining us coming up in the next hour? Recovering nicely. I want to thank all our listeners that sent him donations when we put the links up. Michael Bagnarek, former Libertarian Party candidate, good friend of mine, former fellow Austinite. Michael Bagnarek almost died. He was in deep trouble, but he is alive and kicking. He'll be joining us. Then Webster Tarpley to break down and to give us his take on the report, the verbal radio report I did yesterday that dovetails with the text report by Paul Joseph Watson today from PrisonPlanet.com. Obama is being blackmailed into attacking Iran. And it goes on in the story. I guess Infowars.com actually chopped off half the headline. So I'm reading an Infowars.com version. We need to have that subheadline added or it doesn't make sense. And the rest of the headline breaks down the fact that the establishment media is setting the precedent and pre-programming the population ahead of an attempted assassination on Barack H. Obama. So Tarpley will be joining us in the third hour to talk about that today. And then in the last 30 minutes, I got Darwin Bedeker. He's got the gun show from his new location coming up this weekend. I haven't been to a gun show or had a table at a gun show in about 10 years, but we're going to have a table there so that we can surveil the feds and police. I'm going to be there off and on. But I'll have crew there the entire time coming up this weekend. So he'll be joining us towards the end of the show. We'll get into some other news with what's happening with the economy. Okay, I've got to cover all this news before I go off down a rabbit trail and spend an hour and a half on Glenn Beck or some other subject. I have got to focus in and cover the news. And I'm going to do that in the next hour. Totally jam-packed news blitz, wall-to-wall information overload. Coming up in the next segment. I do also want to remind listeners, we have I'm going to make the announcement. I guess it wouldn't be reminding you because I haven't announced it yet. We do have a special surprise guest on Friday. I'm just going to leave it at that. A special surprise guest. Believe me, you don't want to miss this coming up on Friday. It's going to be extremely revealing and informative. One of the biggest interviews, I'd say, in the top 10 interviews we've ever done. No, it's not Lord Monckton, who will be joining us tomorrow back from an incredible tour of Australia exposing the fraud there. Obviously, the climate fraud is in full, complete retreat right now at the international level. They have no intention of these ticks and fleas and other blood-sucking parasites from going quietly. They've got to be removed and pulled out of our flesh, but we're definitely starting to rout them. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We are live. Tuesday, February 16th, 2010. Coming up, Michael Wagner on his first interviews since his heart attack that almost killed him. Webster Tarpley on the plan to assassinate or attempt an assassination as a false flag on Barack Obama. And Darwin Bedeker in the last 30 minutes on the latest attacks on the gun show. And all the gun grabbing going on nationwide. Total news blitz in this first hour, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just say this because I spent an hour and a half on Glenn Beck yesterday. I meant to spend 30 minutes. I don't like attacking other talk show hosts. We are not known for infighting, and this is not infighting. Glenn Beck is an actor and a phony and a fake who has been positioned by News Corp and Rupert Murdoch to control the libertarian, constitutionalist, anti-New World Order movement. And last night, I went to bed early at about 11, and I couldn't sleep, and I got up, and I went and brainstormed and wrote four pages of notes, tiny notes on Glenn Beck. And sometime in the next few weeks, I'm going to break it down. And I began to remember. I mean, yesterday, I was just criticizing him for a five-minute piece he did saying 9/11 truthers are going to kill Obama. And then I noticed that they're putting out this propaganda everywhere. It's a talking point, how dangerous that is. They're clearly prepping everybody to attempt an assassination of him as a way to make him a hero and get his agenda through and his war on Iran. That's why I have to cover this. It's clearly an op they're running. But I went to his YouTube channel and actually started watching things he's done in the past and really doing more research, because I don't really follow Glenn Beck much. Just every time I see him or hear him, he's saying we need to get a value-added tax or a national sales tax. O'Reilly's saying that. O'Reilly says he believes in global warming. Sarah Palin says she believes in it as of just 2 months ago. You've got them demonizing real patriots like Ron Paul and Deborah Medina. And on the same show, they'll have Ron Paul on and then talk bad about him after he leaves. It's like a junior high schoolgirl or something. I mean, it's just unbelievably transparent without even doing much research. I mean, it's just everywhere. And so the more I actually start looking into this guy, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And he now says communist in Acorn caused the financial collapse by design when Beck called for the banking takeover and called for the stimulus and everything else, and is called by the Wall Street Journal a champion of Wall Street. I mean, it's just a sick joke. And I started thinking about Bill O'Reilly, just how bad this guy is. Other than talking about how he supports troops all day, never talks about other dying from DU and chemical weapon exposure. Other than just saying they're patriots every 5 seconds, these guys are horrible. And News Corps itself, in all its foreign newspapers and magazines, goes around saying global warming is real. We got to have global taxes. Rupert Murdoch goes to Davos. You can pull these clips up and calls for global government and global taxes. And they have all the rest of the corporate media pushing it. And Newt Gingrich saying it's real and calling for world government. And these are the people that run Fox News. And so when the worm turned in the last 5 months against the globalists, yeah, some of them jumped on the bandwagon, but they did it after the fact. I mean, Rupert Murdoch put out an 8-minute video we played before here where he bragged and showed how all his TV holdings in the U.S. are pushing man-made global warming and taxes. So, yeah, they'll have a few people on Fox News saying it's a fraud occasionally until ClimateGate blew open, and then they came out and told the truth when it was already too late for them. And I've had enough of this. We don't need a value-added tax and a sales tax, and they're going to keep that on top of the income tax. They're not getting rid of that. I remember reading Talking Points 10 years ago, put out by neocon publications, put out by some of these fake libertarian groups calling for a national sales tax or a value-added tax and then getting rid of the income tax, and how they plan to actually keep both. This is public. I told you more than 10 years ago they were going to have neocons and fake conservatives push new tax systems, but they're not going to get rid of the income tax either. I mean, Rick Perry passed 3 new taxes in Texas, including an income tax. They call it a franchise tax or business tax. He's for the NAFTA superhighways, supported gun control, and the average person doesn't even remember this from 2-3 years ago. I mean, it's a sick joke. Palin is bad. Rick Perry is bad. Glenn Beck is bad. Bill O'Reilly is bad. They have to have fake conservatives call for new taxes, because they've got the confidence of so-called mainline America, who believe the labeling, but not what's actually inside the package. Although a lot of them are starting to get wise. Just like they have to have Obama, the supposed Peace Prize winner, launching all these new wars. Only he could get away with that. There's no way Bush could have done that. The country was on the verge of revolution till they put Obama in to whitewash and pacify everybody. It's just so obvious. It's so ridiculously clear. You judge a tree by its fruits. And now they've got a neocon and controlled left talking point out that 9/11 Truth is working with Al-Qaeda and is going to kill or try to kill Obama. And you better bet it's all going to be rigged. This is serious business. That's coming up in the third hour with Webster Tarpley. We're going to break it down. with him today. Why did Bush's White House put out memos saying 9/11 truth is the number one enemy? Why does Obama's White House put out memos saying that? Why do they have congressional hearings about it? Because we know the big dirty secret, and it's nonpartisan. The top Democratic candidate in Texas says he believes it could be an inside job. Deborah Medina just said people have a right to their opinion. See, the system has a problem because the majority of people don't believe the official story, including six of the 10 9/11 commission members. Bush even appointed these people, and they came out and said it was a fraud. You can't suppress the truth that man-made global warming is a fraud and a way to take over society. You can't suppress the truth that we have a criminal government that stages terror attacks and that every other major government's been caught doing it. It's one of their favorite tricks. You can't suppress the fact that Stalin, Mao, Hitler, and George Bush did it, and that Obama staged that underwear bomber. It's on record the feds got him on the plane. It's on record they protected him. It's on record another guy was on board reportedly with a bomb. It's on record somebody was recording the underwear bomber the entire time. It's on record the FBI lied and now has been forced to come out and say, okay, it's all true. But then it's not a major news issue. It's in a few newspapers. The State Department admitting they were ordered by intelligence to help him get on the plane. And then they said, well, we won't talk about the short-dressed man. Yes, he was there. Well, how does someone get you through security, through the checkpoint, through the body scanners without having to do it with no ID and get you on the plane? That's a government agent. And they admit they got him on. They just don't say how. We have them red-handed. Red-handed. Let me tell you something. When Obama blows up some buildings or sets off a nuke or releases a bioweapon, when I say Obama, I mean his handlers, all you foolish conservatives who've been prepositioned to make it a religious belief that you have that governments don't stage terror attacks, and when they use this crisis to come after your land, your kids, and your guns, remember that Glenn Beck and Fox News positioned you mentally to not be able to accept the facts. And remember that the MIAC and Homeland Security documents that we received and released point the finger at you as the enemy. You fools. This whole thing is for you. There is a plethora of false flags they can engage in on U.S. naval ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Bioweapon releases. Obama signed executive orders on that. On a staged assassination attempt. But clearly, they're testing and laying the groundwork so people psychologically know who to blame right up front when somebody tries to kill Obama. They are setting this up right now. How many things have I predicted? How many things have I broken down? How many things? Because when I see the tremors and I see the signatures and I see the wavelength of the enemy operation and I see them preparing your little brains, those of you that support the system still, and I see the globalists cornered and failing on every front right now, I know what they play. I know what card they pull out of their sleeve. And it is staged crises, and you better believe it. All right, I'm going to news blitz when we come back from break. And coming up, just as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts predicted, just as Webster Tarpley Economist predicted, just as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts predicted, just as Bob Chapman predicted, just as all of them predicted, Mark Faber, all of them, that when the reverse carry trade, the currency manipulation, when that money spilt back into the U.S., you would see the dollar go up for a while. And that first the euro and other currencies would go down, but that would signify the black hole growing to a new level, a new exponential event horizon. Notice you have the dollar going up with gold going up. That's not supposed to happen. You've got the euro imploding in front of everyone. This is all a staged event. And that's even in the Reuters. That's in the Mail. That's in major newspapers that big banks are engineering this. It's a consolidation game as they rape one group and then rape the other. All right, huge news blitz is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up on the economy, Spanish intelligence probing debt attacks, Reuters, struggling towns printing their own cash. More than 40 states report the lowest sales tax receipts ever. Texas in double-digit losses month after month. The government just keeps raising the taxes, though, squeezing everybody. This is all done by design. White House predicts long-term mass unemployment. Foreign demand for U.S. Treasury securities falls. They're not buying our T-bills. They're not buying our debt, so the Federal Reserve is doing it. And then we, the American people, pay debt to the Federal Reserve for financial instruments they buy and keep. It's just they're taking over. They get you in a position to implode financially and they take over. Right now they're gobbling up Europe, just like they did Argentina and Nigeria and so many other countries. Crisis hit Toyota to idle two U.S. factories, report says. That is just some of what's coming up. Also, the CDC, who's been caught lying with the World Health Organization, estimates swine flu killed 17,000 in the U.S. Now, a regular flu kills 35,000, they say, but most of the doctors we've talked to and the statistics we've seen show that's inflated. It's really about 15,000. But they count elderly people, folks that have had heart attacks, people that have diabetes, people that have compromised immune systems who have HIV. They'll say, oh, well, flu killed them. And it's the same thing here. Just classic, classic propaganda. Arizona sheriff, U.S. in standoff over immigration enforcement. That's right. You have 800-plus cities in the U.S. that the feds and the Mexican government have made deals with where they don't enforce laws on drunk driving, having no ID, no insurance, not paying bills. But they're given welfare, anything they want, under any fake name they want. More than 90% of the illegal aliens that have houses in Austin, this comes directly from Austin Energy, don't even have to pay their bill. It's just given to them. You can't make this type of stuff up. Meanwhile, all over the country, when sheriffs will arrest a van load of illegal aliens with the coyote carrying them around to jobs, that's what they're called, the smugglers, the human smugglers. They call ICE, and ICE won't pick them up. And then the AP reported last year when they do, most of the time the government gives them jobs and green cards on the spot. We already have amnesty. And so God forbid a sheriff actually enforce the law. An Arizona sheriff said he planned to defy Washington's attempt to roll back his staunch enforcement of federal immigration law, a move that could put him on a collision course with the U.S. government. Late last year, U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, the largest arm of the Department of Homeland Security, stripped Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio of the authority to use 100 of its deputies to enforce federal immigration in his jurisdiction, which includes Phoenix, which is just totally overrun. Mainly the criminals from Mexico come up and just do whatever they want. Imagine, it's just they're above the law. The Customs Agency took the action because Mr. Arpaio's aggressive immigration crackdowns had drawn criticism from human rights groups. Really, what about Mexico when it arrests college kids for drinking beer and then sucks $50,000 or more out of their families? Anybody care about that when they beat you up? The Customs Agency took the action because Mr. Arpaio's aggressive immigration crackdowns had drawn criticism from human rights groups and had run afoul of U.S. Justice Department, which is investigating whether he had used racial profiling and abused his authority. You know what racial profiling is? It's what they call zero tolerance. When they say in a school, we have zero tolerance, so if your mother puts a plastic knife in your lunchbox so you can put butter on your bread, oh, I've seen this countless times, they arrest you for a deadly weapon, a plastic knife that maybe if you tried to saw your finger, maybe if you tried to cut yourself, you might be able to. What is it, this big new TSA case where the cop, the media says he even told him he was a cop and they didn't care. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. They brought their son in who was prematurely born and had all these problems and had just started walking the week before. He's 4 years old in braces. He was in a wheelchair. And they said he's got to get out of the wheelchair. He can't even walk more than a few feet. He's got to take the braces off his legs and you can't help him through. Everybody's freaking out about it. Welcome to the new world order. And again, it's meant to be stupid. It's meant to be mindless. It's meant to be you can't profile anyone. If somebody matches the description of the bank robber, you can't profile them. No, you've got to harass little old ladies and kids that can't even walk. That's the same thing here. Oh, my gosh. You know, he would have police officers go over to van loads of illegals piling out at day labor sites, and he would ask them for identification. I mean, total probable cause. But no, 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 no.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I want to get into the Climate Gate U-turn. A scientist at Center of Global Fracas admits there has been no global warming since 1995. Then I want to get into the economy and a bunch of other news, and we have three guests coming up today. Before I go any further, though, I want to remind listeners that we're not funded by the New World Order. We are funded by you. The government takes your tax money and then uses it in propaganda against the free population. We are funded by you. This show and radio broadcast grows because of you, calling AM and FMs in your area, telling them to pick up the radio show, to go to GCNlive.com and find out how they can do it. It's easy. Or by you telling your friends and family, hey, here's the link on the App Store to Alex Jones's free InfoWars radio show app that's got 5-star rating and over 100-plus reviews. And then you can turn them on to the truth. That's how we grow. And, yes, we're growing like we got a rocket tied to our back, but it's not fast enough. We've got the truth. We've got the info. We know the enemy's operations. And if we can warn the people of the planet, we can turn this thing around. Look at all the victories we've already had together. So spread the word about the free iPhone app. Big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's also on the InfoWars.com Alex Jones radio show page. Big link at the top. Go there. And if you don't have an iPhone, we've got other listening systems and apps and ways to tune in on any type of cell phone you got. Unless it's some archaic thing. And people say, well, why are you promoting cell phones if you say they're bad for you? Well, you plug in a wireless unit to it, a hands-free, so then it's a radio link and doesn't give you any radiation. That's the whole point. But the other point is people are using cell phones, so we're going to reach them through them. Yes. But the COINTELPRO knows that. They'll criticize anything we do. The point is, get it out to everybody, folks. Also, get the books and videos at InfoWars.com. They're all slashed down to nothing. I mean, folks, we've got thousands of these sitting in there on the pallet. We can't ship them till the start of next month. Just a few, I don't know, 15 days away or so. Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracy is a great hardcover book, normally $24.95. This baby is $19.95 at InfoWars.com, and you get a free video of your choice. Loose Change Final Cut, Reflections and Warnings. T-shirts at 75% off when you get the book, $5.95. All available at InfoWars.com. How Weed Won the West, Exposing Government Drug Dealing and the Attack on the 10th Amendment. Key information. You take the drug war away from these guys, it's over. Another one of their fake taxes, a way to get in your life, a way to surveil you, a way to build up a police state grid. Shadow government set that up in the last 30 years. Now it's declassified. Get that sucker at InfoWars.com. Get Shadow Government, the film, to understand Shadow Government. Get Fall of the Republic, the Obama Deception, and all the other great books, videos, T-shirts, materials. It's all about waking people up. Every order gets a free pocket constitution and a handful of InfoWars.com, PrisonBanda.com bumper stickers. All available right now at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 or download and watch all my films, super high quality, plus the live TV show that's simulcast with the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. Coming up in an hour and 23 minutes, we got Tarpley on about this. Obama is being blackmailed into attacking Iran. Neocons are preparing the population for the assassination of Obama. Neocons hype assassination attempt on president to be blamed on political extremists. So key. Got another very important article, Agenda 21 Alert, Sustainable Development of the Ruling Class. The American people have fallen prey to public-private partnerships. A classic example of this is the Federal Reserve System by Cassandra Anderson. Great article. We're going to be going over later at InfoWars.com. Also, with Michael Bagnarek, I want to break down these 11, how many points is it? The 12 points that Newsweek made, saying that know your conspiracies, man-made global warming doesn't exist, FEMA camps don't exist. We're going to be breaking that down with Bagnarek coming up in the next hour. But right now, let me get into ClimateGate. You know, we covered some of this yesterday, and Ward Monken is on in the second hour tomorrow to recap where we're at. But here's the parallel, the analogy, the parable. Here's the little story to try to illustrate it for some people out there. You know, you go wild hog hunting or deer hunting, and you're walking around the woods in the winter, you're not going to get any ticks. But you go quail hunting or you go dove hunting in the hot late summer, early fall, and you stay out in the bush a few days and bring your quail or your dove back and marinate them there at the camp house and fry them up in the pan and sleep in a tent. When you get back to civilization in 3 or 4 days and you pull your clothes off, you're probably going to have 10 or 15 ticks on you. They're going to be between your legs, between your toes. They're going to be on your head, under your arms. They like to hide in the dark. And if you just start pulling those ticks out, their heads are going to be left in you, and you're going to get a big old pustule. So the best thing in the old days was you take a cigarette, and they've normally been on you a day or so, and you put it right up to them for just a second or so, and they'll pull out. They'll voluntarily pull their head out, and then you can smash them. And it's the same thing. We have just discovered the tick infestation with ClimateGate. It's really illustrative for people just how dastardly and deceptive government is in a coordinated operation worldwide under UN control on record. And Time Magazine and Newsweek and others hope you don't actually go read the ClimateGate emails or the other. It's got to be more than 30 scandals. I mean, there's two or three every day. I don't know. In the last month, so what is that, 60 or so? I mean, I'm not kidding. There's three new ones today. There were two yesterday, all bigger than ClimateGate. Another parable is, an analogy is like a cop pulling somebody over and they got bloody scratches on their faces or on the guy's face, and there's a woman's ripped dress in the back, and the cop says, "Stay right here, I got probable cause," calls back up, they open the trunk up, and there's a dead woman in the back. Yeah, that's ClimateGate. Then you drive to the guy's farmhouse and you find 30 or 40 bodies buried out back and films the guy shot of torturing the women. I mean, how many times does that happen? Hundreds of times? Thousands of other cases they haven't caught these people? A lot of times they're cops. Not saying cops are all serial killers, but smart serial killers, and this is taught in criminology, they go get positions of authority. It's like they just caught a cop allegedly robbing a bank on the way to work yesterday. Doesn't mean all cops are bad. It means that's a group you got to watch. And they're low-level government. And the higher you go, the worse they get. So ClimateGate is a dead woman in the back of the trunk. Bound and gagged, been raped and killed. Now, you go to the farmhouse, folks, it's a lot worse. Well, we've gone to the farmhouse, and there's hundreds of bodies. I mean, this is the biggest serial killer operation we've ever seen. And it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. That's the whole point. Of course there were no WMDs. Of course 9/11 was staged. Of course the banks engineered the financial collapse. And the evidence is all there on those too, just like it is on ClimateGate. It came out 2 months ago in the middle of ClimateGate that the UN in the mid-90s had coordinated with over 100 major universities to engage in systematic fraud. And now every university they go spot check is engaged in total fraud with the UN. And the UN says in that document we covered so much that Paul Watson wrote about 2 months ago that a listener sent us, it's actually on the UN website, they weren't even hiding it, that they found fellow travelers who supported getting rid of industrial society and setting up global government for a redistribution of wealth, yeah, to the bankers. We have them. They think you're so stupid, Von Rumpy, of the head of the EU, Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, Gordon Brown, Al Gore, they all announce world government, you're going to pay taxes to private banks, and then Newsweek writes an article saying none of it exists, and ClimateGate's a conspiracy. I mean, it's admitted in thousands of newspapers, the head of the UN programs admitted it's a fraud, Santer, Jones, all of them, and Newsweek thinks their readers are so stupid, they write an article 2 days ago saying none of it exists. Now, who's the conspiracy theorist here? Who's lying here? I got an easy job, folks. All I do is study the facts, I understand the enemy's operations, and I report the truth. It's real easy. And that's why I'm the number one target of media attacks from below and above. Because we're over the target, ladies and gentlemen, and the establishment knows it. So, yes, we have just discovered we have a tick infestation. But the ticks are hanging on. We haven't even started burning them off us yet. We haven't even gotten our Zippo lighters out and, you know, just given them a few seconds of flame under their hind end. And they're putting on a good face, just like they did for 2 weeks when ClimateGate broke in November. They said, there's no such thing, we're not reporting on it for 2 weeks. Finally, the dam broke. And now in Austin and other cities where they're taking over every facet of your lives, remote control thermostats, home inspections, $2.6 billion in taxes the next 3 years, city council set to vote on it this month or next month, and they just say, it's all real, we don't care, and we've got former special forces black op commanders running the local environmental group. I mean, this is a mechanized scientific op. They know what they're doing. They know. And they're not backing off. We're going to have to dig them out of their holes, use a Bush term, smoke them out of their holes. We're going to have to go over every inch of our body and remove these lice, these ticks, these fleas. You're going to have to go to city council and county commissioner and water district and school board and say, stop brainwashing our kids. Stop all your fake taxes. Stop raising taxes to take our money and then give it to your buddies for supposedly green jobs that cost two jobs for every job you create on top of the $700,000 for every job you deliver. It's a joke. They shut down your economy by design. Then they tell you, don't worry, we've got green jobs to fix it all. They always maneuver you from stage crisis to stage crisis. And ladies and gentlemen, I have four mainstream news articles today out of Reuters and the London Telegraph and you name it. Where they are openly admitting that this is all staged. What's happening in Europe right now? Again, all the currencies will go down together. Our economists guessed, have all agreed it would start with the euro first. The dollar's already dropped by more than 40% over the, but we're talking about dramatic fast drops. Then the euro starts dropping. Then everybody goes, oh, hooray, the dollar's surging for a day. Then it starts plunging today. Because it draws everything down with it. Then they'll pump them back up some more and then bring them back down again. Because they are the insider currency traders. The big central banks have a huge casino that's rigged for themselves where they get to engage in all the insider trading they could ever want to. They know what they're doing. They are the enemies. They are the parasites. They're the people you're going to pay all your carbon taxes to. And they don't care if Congress says no. They'll just have executive orders do it. And they'll just come in and buy off your local city. Hell, they can steal $2.6 billion with one program. That's only one program in Austin in 3 years. If they can steal $100 billion in the next decade, seizing existing roads and throwing toll roads on it, and they want you to go bankrupt. They don't want you to be able to make it to your job. The head climatologist at NASA, the head of the UN program, Maurice Strong, they all say, end industrialized society. Can't you listen to them? Can't you listen to what they say? They're out in the open about this. They want to run your life. They want to collectivize you and transfer all the wealth into the 0.1% and make you a bunch of destitute slaves and me a destitute slave. They know what they are doing. Look at this. Dollar up as Europe reels. That's earlier today. But then an hour later, before the bell, U.S. stock futures up as gold rises. Dollar drops. Germany growls as Greece balks at immolation. What's immolation? That's lighting yourself on fire. See, they position it, and it's in the news that Goldman Sachs advised Greece and set all this up. And who set up Iceland? Goldman Sachs. We've had members of their parliament on. And who set up the housing crash here in the U.S.? Goldman Sachs. And guess what's in the Newsweek thing about debunking conspiracy theories? They give no facts. They just say, Goldman Sachs was not involved in the collapse by design. It's a complete fraud. It's ridiculous. And there's no truth to climate gate. Story finished. We are Newsweek. We said so. I mean, it's like a 10-year-old wrote this story. But see, it's not that their writers are actually stupid. It's targeted at a 10-year-old intellect. It's targeted at people that still read Newsweek and just want to be told everything's okay, there's nothing going on, the economy's wonderful, everything's fine. The EU has issued a political pledge to rescue Greece. Yes, with more debt. Oh, we'll rescue you going into debt. And by precedent, all club Mediterranean countries without first securing a mandate from the parliaments or creditor nations. And it goes on from there. Germany's Bundestag has drafted an opinion deeming aid to Greece illegal. But the executive bodies of the German government and other governments say, we don't care what the real elected government says. We'll do what we want. Just like they marched in Paulsen and Geithner in the first days of October 2008 and said, we don't care if you don't pass us. We're just going to do it. Read PDD 51, Paulsen told the Congress. Sit down and shut up. Northcom standing by. You think we go in and wreck third world countries and kill millions because we're weak? We're powerful. We're murderers. We'll stage more attacks. We rule this country, scum. Now shut up, Congress. We can use the media to destroy any one of you we want, whatever we want. It's our country now. We're going to bankrupt you. Now roll your sleeves up and take a mercury shot and shut up and drink some fluoride. We're the banks. We rule you. Goldman Sachs funding all the eugenics organizations, all the green robbery groups. Gold's bull market turns 9 years old, Kitco reports. Business Insider. Unionized Rhode Island teachers refuse to work 25 minutes more per day, so town fires all of them. Look at these financial numbers. Texas sales tax revenue down 14.2% in January over the same month last year. A record plunge for Texas. Here's another one. Tulsa sales taxes down for record 9 straight months. They're down 14.5%. Texas is down 14.2%. Here's another one out of AZ Central, Arizona Republic. Home pain. Values fall while taxes might rise. That's right. We're going to raise your stinking taxes, slaves. We don't care if you don't have a job. We'll send SWAT teams by. We'll take your children. We'll do whatever we want because we're the government. We're your God. You understand, scum? Everything goes to the bankers. Everything. Northcom standing by.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns.
The banking robbery of the planet is illegal. It is a fraud. It is us or them. We either bring the offshore banking cartel to justice and get our nation states back, or we go into their Orwellian eugenics control grid. But I look, I mean, I have stacks of news. Every state's sales taxes are way down. 41 states have record sales tax plunges. Record. The worst they've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, most of the restaurants I like to go to, and I don't go to restaurants often, maybe once a week, most of them I pull up to are closed. More than half the shops in Austin are shut down. Everything's shutting down. And Austin's one of the best cities in the country financially. Now, on the subject of gold, the banks did everything they could to come in with gold reserves they own, to sell them at below price to drive it down, because gold exposes their entire program. And no, I am not for a gold-backed currency, ladies and gentlemen. I am for a open public debate about monetary policy. I am for gold because it's up in the last 9 years, and the only investment that's been performing consistently well. There's no way we can go to that system because the banks own most of the gold. They would control things again. But I do believe we should get Congress in control of the currency again. Now, the euro starts plunging. Goldman Sachs is in there imploding. Spain, Greece, and several other nations. Ireland. The euro will be driven down. The Trilateral Commission said 20 years ago this was their plan. Build up several global currencies, have them compete, have instability, and then call for a global regulatory group. Now they call it the G20, that will standardize and run everything in the name of stopping the crisis they created. And then levying taxes on money transfers, oil, energy, building, everything. That's their plan, and it's now public. They've launched it. This was never our opinion. What I talked about 14 years ago came true because I was reading what they said they would do. It's not hard. It's not hard. So, of course, the euro went down, the dollar shot up, and then the dollar plunged today because they'll all go down. You have the G20 in a concerted operation devaluing currencies together, which robs your savings and robs your purchasing power while they cut off your jobs and accelerate deindustrialization under the, quote, green economy that is designed in their own internal documents to shut down our economy. So, yes, I say buy gold. And Ted Anderson, when it went down to $1,050, bought a bunch of it. Now it's gone up over $70 to over $1,116. Or I guess that's $65. And Ted has it $60+ under what the market is right now. Ted Anderson, good to have you with us. Tell folks about today's gold offer quickly.
Yeah, Frank's currently right now at $249.61. I know that people have been listening to the radio and they've been hearing me talk about this. This is at $1,050 gold. My internet prices have already gone up, actually. $249.61 on the franc. If you just buy one of them, I'm going to get you a full year's subscription to the International Forecaster, which actually, if you take that $159 off of there, it comes down to be about $480 an ounce, because this is a fifth of an ounce coin. I also have the British Sovereign currently right now at 308.76. I just think the Walking Liberty half at 844 when they were 10 bucks per coin here just a short time ago. That is such a great buy at 844. They're 168.80 a roll of 20. That's a good buy, too.
800-686-2237. The brokers are there to take your call. Order one franc. Get a $150 plus year subscription in digital or hard copy. Delivered to your door, your email box of Bob Chapman's preeminent international forecaster. Again, 800-686-2237. You cannot find a better deal anywhere than what Ted just offered. Stay there, Ted.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.